Today is July 14th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a structural shift in inference pricing that's already cut costs by 50 to 90% at companies like Coinbase, Lindy, and Pinterest, a six-fold jump in coding agent adoption tied to product analytics, and a string of vendor volatility events. From mid-cycle price hikes at OpenAI and Anthropic, to a year-plus delay on NVIDIA's next server line. That should change how your team negotiates every AI contract on the books. Here's the number that should be on every CFO's radar this quarter. In the week ending June 21st, Chinese open-weight models processed 21.37 trillion inference tokens globally, compared to 5.76 trillion for American models. 12 months ago, American models held roughly 72% of that traffic. Today, it's down to 33%. That is not a benchmark headline. That is a procurement story, and four companies have already proven it's replicable. Start with Lindy, the AI agent startup. Its inference bill had grown larger than total payroll, a genuinely unsustainable position. So, after a 6 to 9 month evaluation window, the company moved all of its production traffic off Anthropic's Claude and onto DeepSeek's V4 Flash. The result was roughly a 90% reduction in inference costs. But here's the detail that matters for your risk committee. Lindy didn't call DeepSeek's API directly. It hosted the model on U.S. soil through Atlas Cloud, specifically to avoid routing sensitive data through infrastructure subject to China's 2017 National Intelligence Law, which compels data-sharing cooperation with the state. That's the compliance layer that makes this playbook usable rather than reckless. Coinbase took a different but complementary approach. Brian Armstrong confirmed the company built an internal routing gateway that defaults engineers to GLM and Kimi for routine work, reserving premium models only where they're actually needed. The payoff: roughly a 50% drop in AI spend, a cash hit rate jump from 5% to 60%, a 12 times improvement, and 91% of engineers no longer hitting usage caps. Pinterest went further still, stripping and fine-tuning Qwen's vision layer on its own proprietary visual preference data. That's an ownership model, not a rental model, and it delivered both a 90% cost reduction and a 30% accuracy improvement on Pinterest-specific tasks. Zoom out to the platform level, and the adoption curve tells the same story. On Vercel's developer gateway, DeepSeek's traffic share rose from under 1% to 17% in a single month. That's not a gradual migration. That's a market repricing itself in real time. A strategic play for your board is not switch everything to open-weight models. It's tiered architecture. Keep frontier models like Claude or GPT for reasoning. Critical and safety-critical paths. Default routine and high-volume work to open-weight alternatives. And treat the routing layer itself, not the model you happen to be using this quarter, as the durable asset you own. Anthropic still captures roughly 46% of OpenRouter's dollar revenue, from only about 12% of tokens, and analysts estimate the U.S. retains somewhere between a three-month and a full-year lead in deep reasoning and agentic error recovery. So this isn't a case for abandoning frontier models. It's a case for stopping the practice of routing every task through the most expensive model by default. On the tooling side, there's a smaller but instructive data point about where developer workflows are heading. Posthog's MCP server, which exposes a unified data model covering events, identity, and session replay directly to coding agents inside the editor, saw a six-fold increase in usage through coding agents over just 3 months. During a site rebuild, Posthog's own AI assistant caught a conversion rate improvement from 1.75% to 3.6% by querying live event data instead of a stale dashboard. Building on that, funnels spanning hundreds of millions of events return in about 1 second on the underlying database. The broader signal here, agent-aware data layers, where your product analytics, not just your code, is queryable by an AI assistant, are becoming a competitive differentiator, not a nice-to-have. A related architecture pattern worth flagging for your engineering leads: Nate Jones's multi-model router, nicknamed Ringer, uses a premium generalist model strictly for planning and architecture, then hands execution to cheaper specialist models. It's the same philosophy as Coinbase's Gateway, just applied at the workflow level rather than the infrastructure level. And if data residency is a concern for your regulatory posture, NVIDIA's Nemotron family has now passed 100 million downloads, scaling from an 8 billion parameter release in late 2023 to a 550 billion parameter model released last month that reportedly approaches frontier performance with fully open weights. More importantly, none of this should be taken at face value from public leaderboards. Cursor bench rated Grok 4.5 at parity with Claude Fable's top tier, but Cursor's own fine print disclosed that an earlier snapshot of its codebase was unintentionally included in training data, with no score adjustment made afterward. An indie builder is now constructing a blind vote alternative specifically in response to that incident. The takeaway for any procurement decision: run your own task-specific evaluation before trusting a public benchmark, and if you maintain an internal eval harness, version and hash your test sets so they can never leak into a training pipeline. Now to the part of this briefing that should reshape how your legal and finance teams treat AI vendor contracts. Volatility is no longer an edge case, it's a first-class operational risk. In July, OpenAI temporarily lifted the 5-hour usage cap on its Codex and GPT 5.6 models for pro subscribers. Anthropic responded within the same window by extending Claude Code's weekly rate limits 50% higher through July 19th. And in the same stretch, OpenAI raised Codex Pro pricing from roughly $100 to $155 a month, with its top tier jumping from $200 to $300 a month. These are not annual renegotiations. These are mid-cycle changes, and if your budgeting cadence only reviews vendor pricing once a year, you are structurally exposed. The pragmatic fix is a monthly automated pricing and usage cap audit built directly into your MLOP's pipeline, the same discipline you'd apply to any critical infrastructure vendor. Compute planning carries the same lesson. SemiAnalysis reported that NVIDIA's next-generation Vera Rubin server line faces a component issue pushing delivery more than 12 months out, into 2028, with 4 of 6 planned variants reportedly canceled, though NVIDIA disputes this and maintains its roadmap is intact. Whichever side proves right, the strategic play for your board is the same. Treat multi-year GPU procurement commitments exactly like a single vendor model contract. Get updated delivery timelines in writing and keep a documented fallback rather than assuming a public dispute resolves in your favor. One more item belongs on your compliance calendar. Illinois has signed an AI safety law, joining New York and California, requiring 72-hour incident reporting for catastrophic risk events and annual independent safety audits beginning in 2028 for firms above $500 million in relevant revenue. Building that reporting hook into your monitoring pipeline now costs far less than retrofitting it under enforcement pressure later. There's also a security angle worth flagging before we close. Anthropic testified to the U.S. Senate that Alibaba's Qwen Lab allegedly used roughly 25,000 fake accounts to extract 28.8 million exchanges from Claude in what Anthropic calls the largest known distillation attack to date. If your company operates or licenses a proprietary model, that's a direct argument for rate limiting, anomaly detection on account creation, and output watermarking as standard production controls, not research curiosities. Here's the risk and opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing. The opportunity is real and quantified. Companies moving routine inference workloads to open-weight models are seeing cost reductions of 50 to 90%, with no meaningful accuracy penalty when the migration is done deliberately through onshore hosting or fine-tuning rather than blind API swaps. The risk is that the same market that's handing you those savings is also the most volatile procurement environment. AI infrastructure has seen pricing changes mid-cycle, usage caps shift without warning, and hardware roadmaps slip by a year with no guarantee the dispute resolves cleanly. The board-level answer to both is the same. Build the routing and monitoring layer once, treat every model and compute contract with the same discipline as any other vendor relationship, and review pricing monthly, not annually. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.